Hello. Hello. Yeah, hold on just a minute, Kenny.
Hello,
Kenny.
hello. My name is
Octavius.
Artavius, returning your call from customer service. How may I help you on today?
I just called about an account that I just placed for a watch, that watch, and they added a bunch of stuff to it, and I canceled it. Well, I see on my bank statement where they canceled the 14 and the 29, but the 695 they talking about trial, they didn't take it off.
Well, yes, ma'am. To further assist you with this on today, can I have a zip code?
76036.
7606. Can you repeat that,
No,
ma'am?
76036.
And what's that first and last name?
Marjorie Levy.
Seven six zero three six.
I'll call you back, Mama.
Okay, Kenny.
Well, yes, ma'am. Would you like to repeat that last name for me?
Levy, Marjorie Levy. And that order number was, you need the order number?
The order number?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Can you give me that order number?
347-1FF5909.
I have 347.
1FF as in fat. 5909.
I don't understand why this is still saying no results found. What is the name of that product that you did buy?
It was they after I did a some kind of application, I mean just a survey, they said I won a free watch, the you know those watch where your step watches.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, when I ordered the step, when I put it in, they said all I had to pay was shipping and handling, which was $6.95. And then I called, and then they added a bunch of other stuff. So I called, and they said that they canceled it. Well, I see on my bank statement where they canceled everything but the $6.95, and I don't want no trial thing on that. And that was for the watch, though, and that was supposed to be just for shipping and handling. So I canceled it all.
Yes, ma'am. I am trying to pull up that account with the person, with that information that you gave me. The order ID is it still isn't bringing up any information with that order number. Just let me take a few more steps here to try pulling up that account, ma'am.
Okay.
Can you repeat that zip code?
76036.
That's the correct zip code that I have. And it is at Crowley, Texas?
Yes. You see where all that stuff have? Do you see anywhere where it's all been canceled?
Well, no, man, once I put in that zip code name, I have some names that popped up. And the names that I have here is a Renee, Mario Williams, Sequoia Lewis, Johnny, Gary, Shonda, and
okay,
Andrew
well, maybe
Robinson.
They canceled and they just, well, maybe it's canceled and I just can't see it. But if they ship something to me, I'm sending it back, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Once we do cancel someone, once we get everything canceled, we do sometimes lose the account. So we no longer have an account for that person. So 9 times out of 10, you shouldn't be receiving any more products nor bill for any products. The product that you last received, that product was probably already on the way when you gave us the call to cancel.
No, it wasn't on the way because I had just did it. And about 5 seconds later, when I looked at, when they kept adding all that stuff, I canceled it.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Lord.
Mm-hmm. I'm just hoping that it's all canceled because I'm not paying for anything.
Well, yes, ma'am. I don't see anything here, but that's something
okay.
That usually means that everything has been canceled and we lost that account.
Okay, sounds good. I'm going to let it go at that until I see something different.
Well, yes, ma'am, and I want to thank you for calling customer service on today. You have a wonderful day.
You do the same.